And now, the KHMB feature story of the week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB feature story of the week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Puente de la Costa Sur, that's our topic for a feature this week. I'm Cindy Menzel for the feature story of the week, and I'm speaking with Rita Mancera, who is the executive director of Puente de la Sur, Puente de la Costa Sur. So Rita, tell us where it is and what is Puente de la Costa Sur all about?
Thank you so much for having me. We are a nonprofit organization, and we serve 4 unincorporated communities on the south coast of San Mateo County, La Honda, Loma Mar, Pescadero, and San Gregorio. And we have been around for now almost 28 years.
That's awesome. And I see on your website, which is mypuente.org, which is my M-Y, puente is P-U-E-N-T-E.org. You provide tools for self-advocacy. What does that mean, Rita?
Yeah, so we do a lot of different services, and, you know, there's many things that our community needs, and our goal is to bring our community together and so much more. But part of our strategy to serve our community is to provide those tools so that people can advocate for themselves. There's many things that we can provide, but when we work with people and organize community, then they can, number one, advocate for themselves, two, change things so that there's not a need all the time for some particular services, because maybe we can change the policies around it.
Right.
And then also we try to work towards long-term solutions so that maybe there's a family that needs something from us today, but that family receives the tools that they need to achieve the dreams that they have so that they don't need us tomorrow.
Amazing. So I see the services include mobile laundry, food distribution, exercise classes, senior field trips to places like the San Jose Japanese Garden. But you have some new projects, including this housing project. Tell me about the housing project.
Yeah, and again, because we've been around for about 28 years, there's a lot of work that we've done in partnership with community, which I always feel that is a very unique way of doing things. We just don't do things on our own. We take the input, but also the guidance from the community. And for several decades, the community has been saying that one of the biggest issues, and you are very familiar with this issue, mm-hmm. is housing.
Yes.
Is the lack of housing, the cost of housing, the cost of rent, people living in crowded spaces. So there's so many things related to that. And so we decided in our last strategic plan that we were going to work toward housing solutions. And so last year, summer, we acquired a property in Pescadero.
Really?
It's known as formerly the Lano Nursery, Westland Nursery before that. And it had an apartment complex there, and we are working towards renovating it because it is going to be this fall, 100 years old building is where the first Pescadero High School was located, and it was built in 1925. And we will be renovating it, everything from some structural work, replacing the roof, upgrading the water system, the septic system, improving the family units, bringing new appliances, and creating a common space for families to be together. We're going to be relocating the shared kitchen that we have for the dorms and creating a couple of extra units.
Oh,
it's a really great project.
That just sounds wonderful. So, and how many people are you looking at being able to serve or provide in these new housing areas, and what is it going to take for them, for someone who's interested in housing, to contact you? Of course, it would be at mypuente.org is where they would start. But how many are you looking at being able to serve, and how is that going to work?
Apartments are already there. It's a building that we inherited, mm-hmm. and it already came with tenants. So there were when we first bought the property, there were 28 tenants. There's 27 right now. We think we can increase the capacity a little bit after the renovations. But the families are there, but the eligibility criteria or who's going to get to live there
right.
is basically farm workers. And we're following the definition of San Mateo County for that matter.
Okay.
So people will have to bring primarily their income from farm work in the different capacities that exist on farm work, or have worked in agriculture for a long time, because that's the other thing that we see increasingly, both in Pescadero, and I'm aware that that's happening in Half Moon Bay as well, is farm workers that have been farm workers for more than 40 years, and now they're in their 70s, 80s, and they also need a place to live. And so as long as they have been farm workers or active farm workers, they will qualify for the program.
Family housing, so you can have up to how many people, for example, or you have these retirees from farming, would they be living with their families?
So there are six units that are what we call family units that have a kitchenette and a bathroom inside. And again, this just has been neglected for a long time, so sure. We're making improvements to it. But families will be able to live there. Most of our units for families have two bathrooms, so it will be depending on the size of the family, but any family from like 3 to 6 could live in there. And then we have other dorms that are more like dorm style units, almost right. like college dorms, and they share bathrooms and they share a kitchen, and in those are more set up with bunk beds. But we don't want to crowd people, because we know there's a crisis on housing, but we also, our goal is to provide dignified housing, and we know that is kind of what is lacking these days, right. Because housing is so expensive, and so people can afford very little. And so that's why sometimes these situations result in overcrowding. Right. So it's something that we want to avoid. But the goal is to create a dignified space, clean, safe, and that gives them a sense of belonging and that right. they are at their home.
Puente de las Costas Sur has done a great job with that. You've done a lot of good work on economic security or insecurity as well. Mm-hmm. But can you tell me about that?
Yeah, especially these days, Cindy, I see and my team sees we have a huge increase in requests for financial assistance. The impact of immigration in our communities is real, and some people are working less. Some people, some farms didn't farm to the full extent that they usually do because they didn't know whether they're going to have the workforce to actually harvest. And so there's cost of food and basic things. It's just too high for people on a minimum wage to afford. And so we see those increases in financial assistance, especially when, people live paycheck to paycheck. So when you are in a situation where suddenly your car broke down, you don't account for that, right? Mm-hmm. Like that just creates instability at home. Or if someone gets sick, that's going to be an additional expense. And so we see those things happening. And what we try to do is to provide the financial assistance necessary so that people don't get to a point where they cannot afford to pay rent, and that will create an eviction process. And so we intervene early on so that stability continues. Our food distribution is providing through partnerships also with Second Harvest and through some products that we buy ourselves to distribute. But we're serving over 220 households every month.
And, oh my.
And it's a lot of people, and it is people that really need some of this basic support. And, the situation is just a little dire right now.
It's amazing. So I know in terms of support, people can donate, they can partner, they can volunteer. And a lot of your monies go to youth scholarships. Tell me about your youth scholarships.
Yeah. So anybody listening, if you help us through COSAI Gives, this is how we use your support that we receive through COSAI Gives at Puente. We provide scholarships to students that graduate from Pescadero High School and that are going on to college. There was a time where we felt that $500 is what students needed to right. succeed. That is no longer true, and it hasn't been true for years. And so right. about 4 years ago, we actually increased our scholarships. For students going to community college, we award $2,000, and for those going to four-year schools, $4,000. And this wow. is the scholarship they can apply to every year, with proof of their enrollment. And but this year, with the support of a lot of people, we awarded over 25 scholarships and close to $80,000. Of course, this is not the only scholarship they get. They apply for many, but this one is very significant. And it's just support that, of course, Puente awards these scholarships, but the funds come from you know, $5, $10, $20, $100 that we receive during COSAI gives from people all over the area, but a lot of people from the South Coast and from Half Moon Bay.
And it's a 501c3, so if you want to do a larger one, larger donation, it would be tax deductible and such, yes?
Absolutely.
The scholarships that you provide, the housing projects, everything that you're doing is just incredibly impressive. And so we're at time, and I've been talking with Rita Mancera, who is the executive director of Puente de la Costa Sur, and you have, so many opportunities to support their good work, either by donating your time or donating money. So, again, their website is mypuente.org. Puente, it's mypuente.org. I'm Cindy Menzel for the Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to Cindy Menzel for our Feature Story of the Week. Insights into an important local nonprofit, Puente. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.